Hello again, music lovers. This is Jerry Osborne with some classy tunes from the best 50 years of the 20th century. We call it the class of 19, any time of any year, from the 40s to the 80s.
We built this city on rock and roll.
welcome to the class of 1985, and we kick it off with a little construction project from Starship. They built the city on rock and roll. Well, here we are at KPTZ in the City of Dreams, and we're going to construct an exciting recap of some of the great music of 1985. Clearly the decade of the Eurythmics. So let's get them in here right now on our time-traveling turntables, and would I lie to you? You know I wouldn't. Great team they made, Dave Stewart and the fantastic vocals of Annie Lennox, and Would I Lie to You. This is the class of 1985, and that was the year when Whitney Houston sang Savin' All My Love for You. Saving All My Love for You. It's a classic from Whitney Houston. Can you believe it's been over 30 years since these songs were high on the charts? In fact, nearly all of the ones we're playing today are among the top 100 of that year. Well, we're going to keep it mellow here with Foreigner, probably one of their most memorable hits, and that's their inquiry about this mysterious thing called love. What is it?
Yeah.
Well, friends, apparently we're into a real love fest here. As the class of 85 has got so many songs about it, I guess there's no avoiding it. Whitney Houston was Saving It, Foreigners Inquiring About It, and Huey Lewis in the News thinks it's powerful. Let's see if he's right.
Make a one man weep, make another man sing. Change your heart. There you have it, direct from Huey Lewis, along with the news and the power of love. Well, it's certainly good to have you along for the class of 1985. Every week we enjoy the many changes of music over 50 years of the 20th century. All right here on 91.9 KPTZ in the City of Dreams, Port Townsend, Washington. Here is Madonna, first time we've had her on the show, and she's just simply crazy, crazy for you. Did you know that Madonna was the number one female singer of the 80s decade? Yeah, and she was the number two artist overall, trailing only Michael Jackson. So let's say it was a sensational 10 years for Lady Madonna. Now comes the group Tears for Fears, and everybody wants to rule the world. another super smash from the class of 85, Tears for Fears and Everybody Wants to Rule the World. Well, here's a guy that really did rule the world, the music world, that is, with about 1.5 billion sales worldwide and still going, still counting. He's Elvis, and this is a great song from him, Always on My Mind.
Maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should have. Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. Little things I should have said and done, I just never took the time. You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. Maybe I didn't hold you all those lonely, lonely times. And I guess I never told you I'm so happy that you're mine. If I made you feel second best, girl, I'm so sorry I was blind. You were always on my mind. I just never took the time. You were always on my mind.
Always on my mind.
You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. Maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should have. Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. Maybe I didn't hold you all those lonely, lonely times. And I guess I never told you I'm so happy that you're mine. Maybe I didn't treat you.
Outstanding performance from EP, You Were Always on My Mind. Now let's get a traffic report. I understand it's bumper to bumper out there on the freeway of love. What's going on, Aretha?
Thank you.
to drop the top, baby. Now let's cruise on into this better than ever street.
She was the queen of soul in the 60s, and she retained her title right into the 80s, Aretha Franklin on the Freeway of Love. I wrote a little poem here during that song. See what you think. We're 91.9 on your FM dial. Good time radio to make you smile. KPTZ from the City of Dreams, where entertaining you is in our genes. I think it has the potential to be the Pulitzer Prize winner for poetry.
And I want you here with me.
Easily one of the best groups of the 80s and probably one of the best groups of all time. Chicago, and you're my inspiration. Okay, friends, I promised Phil Collins that he could introduce his own song on our show. So here we go. Phil Collins singing... Mr. Phil Collins and One More Night. Jerry Osborne right here with the class of 85 on KPTZ. We're just about to wrap it up, but we've got Sheena Easton standing by with Sugar Walls. Is there a cure for that?
Dancing in the street, dancing in the street. mission across the nation. A chance for folks to meet. Love laughing and singing and music swinging.
Dancing in the street.
Now that is really a rousing rendition of Martha Reeves and the Vandellas' Dancin' in the Street from 1964. This by David Bowie and Mick Jagger from 85, of course. And on that note, we'll spin a little music from the TV show Miami Vice by Jan Hammer. Now be sure to be with us next time right here on KPTZ, and we will be featuring the Class of 1970. It's going to be fun. Friends, that's going to do it to it for another trip down memory lane. Be sure to join us next time when we bring you another year and another class of great tunes. So I'll see you then, and we'll talk again.